morning, Los Angeles. Good morning, rest of the universe. This is the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2010, here with the Potluck Breakfast, starting off with a track called Orchestral Lab. An artist named Guido. Some dubstep from the UK. It's pretty rad. My buddy Aaron, who lives in South Korea, occasionally makes these mixtapes or playlists. I'm old, so I say mixtapes anyway. You guys know what I mean. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not as good. Or I should say, not as much my taste, but it's always interesting. And this last round, this last mixtape he made was excellent, and it was really surprising to me because he put on a lot of stuff. That was one of the tracks. A lot of the stuff I actually had, but this track not being one of those things. I was surprised with the amount of hyperdub and dubstep type stuff that he had on this mixtape. It was pretty much a mixture of Slumberland style, 60s throwback stuff, and beats. People change, man. People change. They grow. They grow. They can. Sometimes they change for the worse. That's an inside joke. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Potluck Breakfast. I'd appreciate it if you tell all your friends, family, and coworkers about the show. Tell them to listen to it live every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Or to download the podcast at www.killradio.org. Yeah, yeah, self-promotion. That's what we do here at the Potluck Breakfast. Long-time listeners know that we've been battling the roach situation here. So the count this morning, for those who are following, playing long at home, two. Two dead. Arr. I am the exterminator. Anyway, let's get into some music, shall we? Yes, we shall. This is Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on Potluck Breakfast.
motor.
Bad man car.
Now becomes motor vehicle bad and manslaughter. So why Jesus and daughter don't be like John Slaughter, yeah. Yeah. The brother chuck it on the hygiene, them. Say enough to chuck it on the bread, gin, them. You know if you chuck it on the daughter them. You must live in love and unity. For peace, love and unity is the foundation of any community. So I want each and every one of us, bridging and hydrant, to sight, truth and right. We say we stop the fight and sight. So sight of the truths and right. Yeah, I wanna tell you this. Once there was a riot between David and Goliath, and so Goliath went to Dr. Ayat just to get some diet. And Dr. Ayat said, boys, be quiet. And that was the end of the riot. And that was the end of the riot. Nobody choke it on the hygiene, them. Say enough, it choke it on the brethren, them. You know, it choke it on the sister, them. You know, it choke it on the daughter, them. You know, it choke it on the little youth, them, now. If you choke it on the little youth, maybe you gonna get yourself a boat suit. Sounds kinda cute, but are the truth. So chuck it on the youth, Lord. You know, it chuck it on the little youth, yeah. Protect those little youth, and when you're becoming old, they will be the protector of you. Now chuck it on the bridging, them. You know, it chuck it on the hygiene, them. Say, you know, it neither on the sister, them. Neither on the daughter, them. Neither upon the animal, neither on the bird that fly in the sky. Nobody choke it on the hygiene, them. Say you not be choke it on the bread, gene, them. No choke it on the hygiene. Nobody choke it on the bread, gene. Say you not be choke it on the sister. You not be choke it on the daughter. For the daughter, I'm to be my scotcher, yeah. Them the daughter, a nice, nice daughter. Keep on the daughter. That one is here.
You're listening to the Potluck Breakfast here on killradio.org. That was Dark Star from last year's 80s Girls, a Computer 12-inch. Before that, we heard Dillinger, No Chuck It, from the CB200 album. Feeling You Got, the Legends of Benin LP, El Regno et Seis, Commandos. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway, we start off the set with Moanin', Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. It is Wednesday, July 28th, 8:30 a.m. on the Potluck Breakfast here in Los Angeles, broadcasting from a dingy little studio on the corner of Vermont and Beverly. This is killradio.org. Thanks for listening. It's your host, Jeff. Filling you in on music, new and old, and the news, past and present. It's a story, local story, Southern California local story that I think bears noting. Going on in Temecula, there's plans to build a permanent mosque near two existing Temecula churches. And apparently the churches are going to protest. Apparently it's not okay for Muslims to have their own places to worship here. According to Fundy America, it's terrible. It's an email alert sent to newspapers last week announced that a one-hour, quote, singing, praying, patriotic rally, end quote, will begin at 12:30 p.m. July 30th at the Islamic Center's existing facility. I give you this information so counter-protesters can get out there and rock the Kasbah. The advisory sent by a leader of a conservative coalition that has been active with Republican and Tea Party functions recommended participants, quote, bring your Bibles, flags, signs, dogs, and singing voices. We will not be submissive, the notice proclaimed. Our voices are going to be heard. The alert went on to question what its authors describe as Islamic beliefs. It suggested that participants sing during the rally because Muslim, quote, women are forbidden to sing, end quote. It suggested that rally participants bring dogs because Muslims, quote, hate dogs. The advisory asked rally participants to, quote, please bring a pooper scooper if they are accompanied by a canine companion. It's nice of them. The advisory said residents of an unspecified Tennessee community were able to halt the construction of a mosque in the state. However, the Land Use Board has determined that that site is, in fact, worthy of a church. It's a 24,000-square-foot establishment, if you're wondering, roughly the size of the two churches that are already there and have their panties in a bunch. Apparently, also, in the same area, there was a Mormon controversy. They didn't want the Mormons. In fact, they tried to complain that the Mormons would... I'm trying to find the quote here. Well, anyway, they thought they would disrupt them on the weekend and the evenings. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Just got startled by a gigantic roach. Ah! You must die. Die! Ah! These roaches, man. That's three, by the way, on the kill count. That one came awfully close. Shit, it's like radio and sport killing. I never was much of a fighter. Anyway... this is a brand new Deer Hunter from their Revival 7-inch. You should go check out the website. It's pretty cool introduction. Probably the best thing Beggar's Banquet has ever done. Which leads me to believe that it was the band's idea. Oh! Anyway, this is Deer Hunter, Primitive 3D on KMO.org.
Thank you. up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Yeah, that's the birds here on the potluck breakfast. 8:55. Whoa, that's loud. Pacific Coast time. Mr. Spaceman, before that, we heard last year, one of last year's, one of my favorite records from last year, Jeez Louise, Knock the Rocks Out of My Head. That's a band called Real Estate, and they hail from the JRZ. Yeah, it's a track called Beachcomber. Before that, we heard a double shot of Best Coast. She's got a new record. And it's awesome. I really, 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 really dig it. When the Sun Don't Shine and I Want To. Before that, we heard Beach Fossils, their new record, song called Daydream. Brand new Arcade Fire has dropped, at least on the inner tubes. The album's called The Suburbs. That track was Empty Room. We heard Frankie Rosie and the Outs doing Little Brown-Haired Girls. And started off the set with the new Deer Hunter 7-inch. The B-side, Primitive 3D. It is Wednesday, July 28th, here at www.killradio.org. This is the Potluck Breakfast. This is your host, Jeff. You can catch me every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time, or at your own convenience via podcast. You can download that podcast at Kill Radio. You could also get the RSS feed, which means you can sign up through iTunes on the from the Kill Radio site, and your iTunes will automatically download the Potluck Breakfast. Then you won't forget to listen. The Potluck Breakfast is good for many things: house cleaning, long walks on the beach with a shared iPod. That's what the kids do these days. I don't make this stuff up. I've seen it, man. I've seen it. Anyway, it's the Potluck Breakfast is a show full of music, punctuated by random bursts of nonsense. Tell your friends about it. They might learn something. Anyway, was just distracted thinking about the Mets, the New York Mets, suffering their typical late season swoon. It's bullshit. Finally been able to watch some games online, and all they do is lose. I don't know. Anyway, it's been beautiful here in Los Angeles the last several weeks. We're having an incredibly mild summer, knock on wood. Of course, we usually don't start till August, September, but it's lovely in here at the moment. I don't know, summer. Summer always reminds me of Jersey, where I grew up, northern Jersey. So let's stick with the Jersey theme. Let's play some more Jersey bands. I'm going to be playing some Los Angeles bands later today. I'm going to go see a triple show tonight. It's, geez, let's think. Smokers in Love, Manhattan Murder Mystery, and George Glass. So I'll be playing all three of those bands in the course of the next couple of hours, see what the local scene is about. Can't believe I'm going to a triple header show tonight on a Wednesday. I actually have work to do. I'm too old for this. They need to start doing shows at 4 or 5, matinee shows for the late 30s to early 40s set. I think this is actually a good idea. Bands should start at 7. 7, 8, 9, done by 9, late supper, everybody's home by 10, 10:30, works for the babysitters. I mean, I don't have kids personally, but you know what I mean. I don't know where the show is, Errol. It would be good if I could announce where the show is, but I don't remember. 3 of clubs, maybe? Does that sound right? I'll have to check an email. Anyway, let's go back to the Jersey theme. We'll get to L.A. later. We'll figure out where it is. Don't you worry. This is a more perfect union from this year's The Monitor album. The Monitor is a loose concept album on the Civil War. And this is Northern New Jersey band Titus Andronicus here on the Pop Breakfast.
From whence shall we expect the approach of danger? Shall some transatlantic giant step the earth and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe and Asia could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or set a track on the Blue Ridge in the trial of a thousand years. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we will live forever or die by suicide.
New work band. uncompromising as justice. On this subject, I do not wish to think or speak or write.
Why am I there with you?
I am an earnest.
I went out last night and got messed up. When I woke up this morning, she when I had it in bed with me. He jumped up out of me out of bed, pulled her hair down the aisle. He looked at me like a god trying to let everybody who did. It said, woo, 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 woo. So this time we got way over here. We got all low. She was going just right. She jumped up out of the car. She put her hair down the line. She looked at me like a dinosaur about to jump out of that seat. She said, woo!
Baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for car. You see a rocket ship on its way to Mars. Maybe it'll be me. And I'm looking for you. Gonna look in the city where the lights are blue. Gonna search the countryside, all the haystacks too. If you see a new face on a photo pole, if you find a lump in your sugar bowl, baby, it'll be me.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus." Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you?
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough and cool you.
The poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough can cool you.
The poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy.
Across the USA, a man is victim of cock blocking. This action usually results in broken friendships. The following is an example.
Hey, yo, Jake.
Hey, what's up?
This girl will be here in a minute. Uh-huh. The bitch got a nice ass and I'm trying to get in it.
Cool, that's all right, but why you telling me this shit?
To make sure you don't mind chilling out while I hit.
Nah, nigga, I just turn on the TV set, get paid, hit the skins, get some pussy, get your dick wet.
All right, bet, because my dick is hard as hell. The bitch is ringing on my bell. Open the door, what's up, babe? Yo, come on in. Here, take a seat, I'll introduce you to my friend. Now, everything is going according to plan. Yo, James, this is Debbie, Debbie, this is James, my man.
What's up,
I went to the closet, hung up a coat, put up a hat. Yo, James,
what's up?
Later, nigga, I'm going to the back. I took her to the back, closed the door, then I paused. I'm going to get some drawers. So we laid on the bed, and I just smiled. Because I'm dreaming about fucking a doggy style. So I'm thinking about some hints that I can slip her.
Fuck it, I just pulled down a zipper. Filling her ass and damn, this shit is soft. Hey yo, baby, why don't you take your shirt and pants off? I got the whore ready to let a nigga score. Yo, who the fuck is at my door? Now she's annoyed, and boy, I got some luck. I cracked the door. Yo, Jason, what the fuck is up?
Hey, yo, G, man, I just, you know, want to get some water and shit. You know, I'm kind of thirsty, you know what I'm saying, homie?
What water, nigga? Go ahead, go and get it.
Right.
Now leave me the fuck alone so I can hit it.
Alright, thanks, man.
So then I slammed the door shut. I turned around, this bitch is pulling her pants back on her butt. Now chill, yo, he ain't coming back no more. I pulled the pants back down and threw him on the floor. I'm trying to convince her, but the shit didn't work. So now I'm here playing tug of war with a shirt. You don't worry, that same shit won't happen twice.
Hey, yo, G, man, where's the ice?
Shit, didn't even get my jock in. Cause niggas like Jake's is cock blocking.
Now you know this just don't make no common sense.
Of a bitch I could be hitting for no salary. So I called Valerie, found out the bitch was babysitting. The baby's parents went to Europe, and I could see her now sucking my dick and licking my nut like it was maple syrup. She said, come over, I'm alone. And I was knocking at the door before the bitch hung up the phone. Hey, what's up, baby? You know I miss you. Yeah, that's some shit you gotta say to get your dick into the pussy tissue. Went in the house and had a seat. The little boy put 50 motherfucking toys by my feet. Smashing up my ankles with Tonka jeeps. I wish this little motherfucker take his ass to sleep. Now my leg got crazy scratches. I said, here, you wanna play? I gave his ass a book of matches. I couldn't even get a rap. Went out this little motherfucker jumping his ass into my bitch's lap. I started rubbing on her curves. But I'm mad because this little brat is getting on my nerves. I pulled the bitch up by her hand. Hey yo, what you give with a little man? She took me to a room that was dark.
Hey, come in here.
I wasn't dressing on the way to get a head start. And then I let the door shut. Lifted up a skirt and started feeling on the whore's butt. Sucking on her titties like candy. 5 minutes later, had her coming in her panties. Now she's ready for the dick. Yo, you ready, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, take a lick. Down on her knees is where she dropped. Sucking on my cock. Bust that nut, that's what I'm hoping. Then, yo, all of a sudden, the door flew wide open. What the hell is this about? She jumped up in the flash and took my dick out of her mouth. Yeah, the little nigga's throwing a fit. Talking about he's hungry and shit.
Wait a minute, baby, let me get up so I can beat him.
But I felt like taking off my belt and beat him. He already gave my leg a cut. Now the little bastard is sucking up my nut. Shit didn't even get the lad off. So I picked up one of his Ninja Turtle dolls and pulled the hat off.
Hey,
you motherfucker, now we even. 45 minutes past, the bitch ain't back. Fuck it, I'm leaving. I got dressed and put my hat back on my head.
Hey.
Later, bitch.
No, wait, baby.
Drop dead. And by the way, thanks a lot, Anna. Fuck you and that little nigga for cock blocking.
Shoulder pass, stay the fuck away from me. Word up. The next time you wanna block, nigga, drive for the Jets, baby. Word up. Yo, that nigga Polo's cock blocking like a motherfucker. That nigga Jace is cock blocking. My dance is a straight up roadblocks and shit. That nigga Bill Blast has been cock blocking all his life. And that nigga Eric.
that's brand spanking new music from Quantic. It is Portado del Mar off the Quantic Presenta Flowering Inferno, The Dog with a Rope LP. For that, we heard Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, Operation CB. I'm sure you figured out what CB was from that track. I know I lost a few listeners from it. For that, we heard the Funk Da Virada from Antonio Pinto and Ed Cortez from the City of God soundtrack. Poison Ivy from the Coasters. Wanda Jackson, Fujiyama Mama. We heard Chuck Perry doing Nadine. Is it you? It'll be me, Jerry Lee Lewis. We heard the Cramps doing She Said, and started off the set a long, long time ago with New Jersey's finest, Titus Andronicus. A More Perfect Union off of their 2010 album, The Monitor. I think that's top 10 for me. I know that's top 10 for me this year. It's a really good record. Try running to that. Speaking of running, my hands are still cut up from the tumble I took this weekend. Ugh. On the Bulldog 50K course. I'm looking forward to doing that race in the end of August. In the Santa Monica Mountain Range. It should be good times. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Potluck Breakfast. It is 9:30. We are halfway through the show here on Wednesday, July 28th. 38 years. That's your host's age. My birthday was last week. My awesome wife picked up a Fudgy the Whale. I'm an East Coast guy originally, so I grew up with Carvel, and birthday time means Carvel. And for me, Fudgy. I was always a Fudgy guy as opposed to the Cookie Puss. But there's two or three Carvels in the greater Los Angeles area. Fudgy the Whale. God damn, it was good, too. Between Fudgy the Whale and the crack mango margaritas. Rocking the Asian style. Anyway, you can catch the Potluck Breakfast every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time. And if you miss it or you only get to catch some of it, you can get the podcast, all of the shows, back from March when we started the effort here. You can download the podcast, and that's 3 hours of good listening time at a time. It's good to have a 3-hour mix. Long drives, long runs, bike, commute to work, sitting at your desk. Anyway, you can listen live, or you can check out the podcast, listen to it on your smartphone, whatever. Tell your friends, tell your family, check out the Potluck Breakfast, where we're always spinning interesting stuff. Anyway, this is brand new. This is a band called Magic Kids. They have a new album called Memphis. This track's called Candy, here, killradio.org, on the Potluck Breakfast.
In the corner of my eye, I see her. In the middle of the night, I hear her name. For a moment in time, she lingers on the tip of my tongue. We'll be right back.
Lipstick traces barely read. Barely's better than the glare. I knew a girl and I like her still. She said she knew she would trust me, and I her will. I said, okay, baby, tell me what you be, and I'll lay my head down and see what I see. By the time she was back, by her open eyes, I knew that I was in for a big surprise. I knew a girl and I like her still. She said she knew she would trust me, and I her will. I said, okay, baby, tell me what you be, and I'll lay my head down and see what I see. By the time she was back, by her open eyes, I knew that I was in for a bigger surprise.
It's the Potluck Breakfast. Here on killradio.org, that was Syd Barrett. Love song. Whenever I hear a love song, all I can ever think of is the Damned. Here's to you. Here's a love song. What's his name? Captain Sensible? Is that it? Oh, boy. It is a long morning here on the Potluck Breakfast, let me tell you. Anyway, before Syd Barrett, anyway, I noticed I keep saying anyway, thanks to a friend of mine that keeps pointing out I keep saying anyway. A verbal tick I will work on. Anyway. We heard Manhattan Murder Mystery, a track called I Can't Complain. We heard Harlem off the Hippies album doing Gay Human Bones. We heard Smokers in Love. Escaping Hollywood. We heard New Magic Bullets lying around. We heard George Glass. Brute Us. We got New Magic Kids off of their new record, Memphis. A song called Candy that started it off. George Glass, Smokers in Love, Manhattan, Murder, Mystery are all playing tonight in Los Angeles. It's a free show, so you should check it out. I know I'll be there. Three of Clubs. It's at 1123 Vine Street in Los Angeles. It's Three of Clubs. George Glass, Smokers in Love, Manhattan Murder Mystery. Should be interesting. And this is kind of a blast of the of my professional past. This artist is actually performing tonight as well. Unfortunately, I'm committed to the first show, which, by the way, starts at 9:30. At Broadway Bar, which is 830 South Broadway. Tara Love, a.k.a. T-Love, is going to be performing or DJing or something. I got a Facebook message about it. I'd really like to check that out. I haven't seen her in a really, really, really long time. So we'll leave with some really old, well, we'll leave. We'll put on some old T-Love right here for you now. If you want to go check her out tonight, it's at Broadway Bar. I think she's doing some stuff. It's a little bit different now, but I'm not 100% sure because I haven't heard any of it. Anyway, this is a track off of her Long Way Back album. It's called Who Smoked Sunshine. On the Potluck Breakfast at www.killradio.org.
Yeah, this goes out to all the sunshines worldwide. Sunshine was a credit card scammer. She got put in the slammer, doing her time in the sunshine of Atlanta. One to the Lover, Maine, Alabama, New Orleans, Louisiana. Now me and my girl was down since the day when we was kids, so I could truly understand crazy life she lived, shit that she did. It was a bit, but still had to feed that little baby in the crib. Gotta go, gotta go. Heard she was a hoe down at Magic City, where she stripped to the titty. And for another smitty, you can stroke kitty. Got witty, I put it together, cause she wasn't very pretty. All the years I knew her, niggas never stepped to her. She doing penis, cuz we in the fitness club. I discovered all the brothers knew who she was. Should I say what? Hey, it's her butt. Now she too corrupt to know what she could do with her legs shut.
Sunshine,
sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine,
they don't give a fuck about you. Memory lane, shimmery stain, deep to name, stain of doubt, shout, can't get out. Now when she be chillin', she be illin' beef Wellington. Foo-foo now, putting me on her skeleton. She can break it down like however she want. He wants it like this, she gives him a wish. Hey girl, you a stunt. A chick who used to blink on the hip-hop scene. Had this A&R kid who bought her things. Moving on up, started getting used to the loot. Then she got the boot, now she been shaking her ass since the tender age of 10. Shake it up some more, child, you come up again. But she didn't, no longer smitten with the kitten, cause all the men found out that they was all hitting. Click, click, clack, goes the soundtrack to the last act. Shine, my stack.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Who smokes sunshine?
They don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Back in the day, we had no food to eat. It was Christmas or heat. Santa don't bail to my hood, no how. So on the way to pay the bill, let's go to buy the child. To see now about what you think Barbie could do for me. Doing my own ever since my first bleed. The only game to play was come up. Knew when they turned the drum up. Warm in the winter, cool for summer. Looking for the perfect beat to rock. Don't stop it, freak my pocket. Age 15, I'm no joke. Writing rhymes in the park, selling food, smoke. It might have been wrong, but it was all about my come up. Never catch me flinch when it went. Tried to run up, I was down for mine. But learned in time, had to be a diva, had to leave it all behind.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Who smokes sunshine?
They don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool. Watch what you do. Cause they don't give a fuck about you.
They don't give a fuck about you.
She was my friend back in the day when I couldn't depend on anybody else, me, myself, I. Why did she have to die? I was highly upset. I wanted to forget about the stress and mess and being broke. Stumbled across the loft, off to take another toke. This is the one time sunshine is there, I hope. Nah, smoke.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you.
one ever really talks about how sisters of love have been getting caught out. No one ever takes the time to find
who's more sunshine.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, this goes out to all the sunshines, universal, worldwide. Just remember, divas, they don't give a fuck about you. Yeah. So who smokes sunshine?
Who smokes sunshine?
Cause they don't give a fuck about you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This dedicated to all the divas out there worldwide, holding up their own, doing their own shit. Worldwide independent.
Sunshine, they don't give a fuck about you.
Sunshine, be cool, watch what you do, cause they don't give a fuck about you. Nah, so who smokes sunshine?
Sunshine.
People never really talk about how sisters in the hood be getting caught out. No one ever takes the time to find
who smokes sunshine.
And start feeling mixed signals like Morse code. My soul start to grow colder than the North Pole. I try to focus on the hole of where the torch goes. In the tradition of these legendary sports pros, as far as I can see, I've made it to the threshold. Lord knows I waited for this a lifetime, and I'm an icon when I let my light shine. Shine bright as an example of a champion, taking the advantage, never copping out or canceling. Burn like a chariot, learn how to carry it. Maverick, always above and beyond average. Fuel to the flame that I train with and travel with. Something in my eyes say I'm so close to having a prize. I realize I'm supposed to reach for the skies. Never let somebody try to tell you otherwise.
There's something in your heart.
One flame, one bonfire, let it burn higher. I never show signs of fatigue or turn tired, cause I'm the definition of tragedy turned triumph. It's David and Goliath, I made it to the eye of the storm, feeling torn like they fed me to the lions. Before my time start to wind down like the Mayans, I show them how I got to grind down like a science. It sounds like a riot on hush, it's so quiet, the only thing I hear is my heart. I'm inspired by the challenge that I find myself standing eye to eye with, to move like a wise warrior and not a coward. You can't escape the history that you was meant to make. That's why the highest victory is what I'm meant to take. You came to celebrate, I came to celebrate. I hate losing, I refuse to make the same mistakes.
The fire.
Bye.
stupid player, why some choose to play it safe? Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the AA. And I've been witness to this history ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and brace to 10th phase. I twist my A-head to the side just for style. Or throw on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern private known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, nigga, this ain't no Goma Pile. I'm Sergeant Slaughter, I keep my shit cooked to alter in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the water. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink, no doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks can have you sleeping in the clink. I'm shitting on niggas and peeing on the seat. It's the nigga, the B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the loops up in the sky just for the shutter bugs. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my seals.
It's after 12 club like a high B. A beehive, cause not everybody buzzing around me. Could it be the way that the verses sounding came up on the ghetto boys and the underground king toys? I had a chrome calling printed brown thing. Pink looked like Rubia when the sun was shining. Known to keep a bad bitch, no niggas beside me. And that speaker on the trigger case, niggas is clowning. Not to flex, but to protect my neck like the Wu-Tang. Self-preservation is the rule when you do aim. Or getting something more sinister, you gotta be the finisher. Make it so the doctors, they can't replenish him. Or bring him back to life. Back to reality. Gon' get on some hoes, leave it alone. Triple OG status, A-Town's very own. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the loose up in the sky just for the shutter bugs. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my sales, in my
sister. Now this goes out to all my players in the back sipping yak. Round corners in the lat, cut a rug, play a knife, cut a rug. Throw your pieces in the sky, but the shut the bug.
And this goes out to all the ladies in the park.
What you want? You make me wanna breathe, girl, please.
Cut a rug, cut a rug. Shut the bus.
Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug and throw the juice up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my sales. Just left but God is best, but forward, darling. Lord have mercy, how them flows stay so cold.
Break. I know, but calm down. And why you still cursing me out on
on your Twitter account?
No.
And why you tripping for? Don't you got a man?
You
a little off. I hope he understand. I'm sorry we can work it out. I'm sorry you weren't in my plan. Then again, guess which finger I'm holding up on my hand. I was the realest thing you've ever known. Can't wait to say I told you so. So the hell forget you've ever heard of me. This is short for Florida University. Oh yeah. Cutting like glass, girl. This ain't a compliment. You was a bad girl. You tried to break my heart, but it backfired. I'm rolling on them 24s. You flat tire.
I was the realest thing you ever know.
Nah, I couldn't wait to say I told you so.
So
the hell forget you ever heard of me. This is short for Florida University.
Toward your brain.
Cold phrase at night.
tougher than girls, I know that. And I wish I was a boy. And he is an asshole. He is that asshole. He's putting a box on his asshole. I wish I was a boy. Kill him. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna rip your hair off. I'm gonna be bald.
Too late to come undone. It's not science. Not science.
Texas is the reason on the potluck breakfast. Can you believe it? Those guys were great live, had an awesome EP called Texas is the Reason, 3 songs. Then they put out an okay record, and then they broke up. God, I love that track. Anyway, before that, and anyway, see? I should probably put a quarter in the jar. God damn it. Tanner, their second record, Booty, the track. Brand new The Books, A Cold Freezin' Night. Florida University, and that's off of the new The Dream album. We hear brand new Big Boy, Shutterbug featuring Cuddy. We hear brand new The Roots, The Fire featuring John Legend. And started off the set with someone who's playing in L.A. tonight at Broadway Bar, 830 South Broadway, T-Love, Who Smoked Sunshine. The Return of the B-Girl, I think. Anyway, it's 8, no, geez Louise, it's 10:23 a.m. here on the Potluck Breakfast this Wednesday, July 28th. Thanks for tuning in if you're listening live. And thanks for listening if you're tuned in on the podcast, which you can download all of the Potluck Breakfasts from the beginning in March till now, till today. Today there'll be the new podcast that I'll put up later. Great to have a 3-hour mix Sunday, maybe when you're cleaning house or reading the New York Times, drinking your Bloody Mary. That's how I do my Sunday, except for the Times part. Yes, on the Bloody Mary. Mild Los Angeles summer so far, so hasn't been a ton of pool time, but enough pool time. Anyway, not too much on my mind today. Work is on my mind, which is kind of shutting down the potluck voice. So I'll remind you that Kill Radio needs DJs. We want your children. No, we want you. We want you to come down. Check out our website. We do 2 meetings a month at Philippe's downtown. All you got to do is show up, introduce yourself. Tell us what kind of show you want to do. You want to do talk show, music show, combination, whatever. We're pretty easygoing. We have a lot of slots to fill. You should do it. Check it out. www.killradio.org. Become a DJ here. And you can do a show. Also, be sure to check out some of the other shows on Kill Radio when you've got the time. You know, you check out the podcast. I totally recommend Bubblegum and Other Delights. I dig that show. I download that podcast all the time, and I listen to it in my car. It's certainly better than Morning Becomes Narcoleptic. I also dig The Rev Show. That's sometimes interesting, and Chill Room's cool. I haven't spent too much time with too many other stuff. I don't really do the talk thing. I know Bike Talk is a pretty popular show. They go over the races and what's going on in the bike community. Some exciting stuff here. Anyway, I was perusing my That's twice. I'm going to have to put a little post-it note on my mirror. Practice. Was scrolling through the iTunes library the other night, last night to be exact, and I came across a record that I had forgotten all about for a variety of reasons. It's on the Astroworks label from, I guess, the mid-90s period. Wait for it. It's pretty ridiculous. I think it sounds a little dated at this point. We'll see what you think. I'm God. Some Todd Terry on the Potluck Breakfast.
We're gonna go.
Yo, I'm God. My mind's made up, so play the background and beep. As the track pound, open up the mentals, get with the know-how. Microphone, check yourself, here we go now. Ain't no fly-by-night, pigeon religion gonna rock me. I
that say I'm God, cause I found him inside me. Then again, he wasn't never lost. A God with no price, a God with no cost. So put that in your collection box. Reverend Gospel Lou, and say what's up to your prostitute. I'm dropping facts on tracks, cause you need this. You robbing niggas in the name of Jesus, I'm God. Chosen and I'm straight posing, my mind in a frozen state. I can't wait to expose my style. I live another way of life, so you call me a Gentile. Well, who's to say that your book is his word? It's full of inconsistency, so kick it to the curb. Contradictions, distortions, sit up in the classes. Government and religion both used to control the masses. So separation of church and state, there's no debate. Because it's double the weight, yo, restricting as I'm uplifting with insight. I'm not the first, your other brothers have been right. So violate the church and your ass go to hell. If you violate the law, then your ass go to jail. Uncle Sam wants your physical, the church wants your soul. Mind control, baby, mind control. Your spiritual thoughts reflect your level of intellect. As I wreck the uncertain, I'm hurting the feelings of those who claim this jam isn't sin. But you trapped in a world you ain't even know you was in. Your thoughts are destroyed as I brought noise to your ass to make sense. The truth for proof, yo, that got the devil tins. And I'm coming at you under no false pretense. So put your money away because this God ain't for sale. If you send $1,000, you can get them through the mail. Just peep and check the verses before you hit the churches. Find God in yourself, and that's where the search ends. Cause Christianity's a devil, man's insanity. Born onto a religion that had no plans for me. You use idolatry as place of spirituality. Looking for a physical God, and that's reality. But what you seek is beyond your comprehension. If I lost your attention, did I forget to mention I'm God?
Take my advice. We'll be right back. I'm going to begin by asking, do you see some similarities between the Jimmy Carter era and what's happening now that was the basis for the Moral Majority being formed?
Very definitely, because Jimmy Carter didn't seem to know what was going on or what to do to solve the problem. Our present president doesn't seem to get it. He doesn't understand that some of the things he's introducing that many of us call raw socialism. It's a different name, but it's essentially government control and government domination of everything. And he sees that as a panacea, but instead it's going to work against our country and bring us closer to the apocalypse.
Are we now living in the end times, from your perspective?
Very definitely, Governor.
You're listening to the end times! Dun, dun, dun! On the potluck breakfast. That was Tim LaHaye, the Moral Majority Leader, speaking on Fox News. I couldn't resist. I just couldn't. Before that, end times. We're living in the end times. Well, I'll tell you, it's a remarkably beautiful fucking day for the end times, let me tell you. Suckers, that's off of their new album, track called King of Snakes. I cracked myself up. We heard Desirable Resolution, the More Than Optimal Distance Mix. That's the GFAMA, the Glenn Frey All Monkey Orchestra. They're kind of a bedroom duo, if you will. Lo-fi instrumentals out of Long Island. You should check them out. GFAMA. For that, we heard No Summer For You, which is an unpronounceable band name. It consists of two capital O's, two lowercase O's, a lowercase O, a capital O, two lowercase O's, two capital O's. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, No Summer For You off the No Summer For You EP. Before that, we heard The Bug doing Run. And started off the set inexplicably with Todd Terry off the Resolutions album, I'm God. It is 10:46 Los Angeles time. 15 more minutes to go in the potluck breakfast this Wednesday, July 28th. It's been a pleasure having you on board, and I appreciate your listenership. Tell your friends. Post it on your Facebook status updates. Listen to the potluck breakfast. I got to build an audience here. Otherwise, what's it all for? If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? It's the same thing with the potluck breakfast. Be sure to listen to killradio.org whenever you get a moment. Check out the other shows. Download the podcast. Become a Kill Radio DJ. Check out our website to see when we're meeting up. We meet twice a month at Philippe's, downtown Los Angeles. Remember, there's a couple of shows this evening. Free show at Three of Clubs at 1123 Vine Street. Smokers in Love, Manhattan Murder Mystery, and George Glass. And T-Love doing her thing at Broadway Bar at 830 South Broadway. 10:47, the potluck breakfast. Beck has a new record club session out with St. Vincent and somebody else I forgot. It's a bunch of them covering In Excess's Kick. And this is the penultimate song from that record. Never Tear Us Apart on the Potluck Breakfast. This goes out to Mary. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the workday.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. Standing, and you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live. You
and feel the dawn swell like a prayer. And in my head I'm playing with words. I scramble and strain to find the right ones. Sometimes they are love, sometimes they don't come.
God, that's good. Church of the Pines. The new Sun Kill Moon off the Admiral Fell Promises album. Before that, we heard Beck, St. Vincent, Never Tear Us Apart. Yeah. But I don't want to end on a downer on this Wednesday, July 28th, because it is summertime. And we should be happy. We should get out there and enjoy yourself. Have a good night. Maybe I'll see you at 3 of Clubs this evening. Tosh.0. New episode tonight. That's always good. Get your DVR going. This goes out to my ultra-running pal, Dom, up in Van City. And everybody else that listens to the Potluck Breakfast every Wednesday from 8 to 11 Pacific Coast Time. Motor City Drum Ensemble. On the Potluck Breakfast. See you next week. Bitches. Thank you.
And we are spotlighting the music of Blossom Dearie this hour. Blossom was born in East Durham, New York, and moved to New York City after graduating high school. She spent around 4 years in France and then returned to New York City, where she spent the majority of her career. Her early experiences in New York shaped her